Blog Talk Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller.
Put everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Come on the peace train. Get your bags together. Bring your good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not the fault of you. And it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. About the world as it is, why must we go to warm hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Come on the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, come on peace train. Hey, yeah, this is the peace train.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here live here on Journey into the Light on a Wednesday afternoon, January the 11th, or evening if you're in Scotland, like our guest here, Joan Francis, psychic medium who comes to us every Wednesday and takes your phone calls live on the show. So all you have to do, boys and girls, is call into the show. The number is 347-884-8245, and then press your 1 on your phone if you have a question for the guests. Press the 1 on your phone if you have a question. So we're glad you're joining us, and just want to let the folks know, if you would like to join Journey into the Light and get a Journey into the Light membership, which helps you get faster into the shows as far as calling in. Support Journey into the Light as we, last month in December, Jennifer Taylor and myself started a homeless project here in Oklahoma City helping the people. And we also are starting a fund to help this year the listeners who need support during the year, whatever it may be. Maybe getting their lights turned off, maybe an eviction, being behind in rent, things like that. Things like that. We helped Melvin last year, and we want to do it on a full-time scale. So please make a donation to the GoFundMe, Journey into the Light. The link is there on the show page. And this is what spirituality, to me at least, starts with. It starts with helping one another and being there for each other. So, okay. And again, the number to call into the show, 347-884-8245. So let's go out to Scotland and bring in our friend Joan Francis to the show. Welcome. Are you there?
Hi, Dave. Hi.
Happy New Year.
And we Happy New Year, but I think you've got some major problems because I can hardly hear you. I'm hearing every third word.
You are.
And of your little intro there, I could hardly hear your voice there, Michael, so I don't know.
Oh, well, let me, okay, that's breaking up, you're saying? Okay, stand by here. Let me check something here. I have to check the sound myself to see how I'm sounding. I might need to come in a different way. So we will see how we are sounding here. And let me know, folks, how it's coming across. Right now, I am hearing myself loud and clear. I am going to, because I can hear myself. It might be a connection, Joan Francis, with your connection. Might have to call directly into Skype because I am not hearing any breaking up on my end, and I'm calling directly into the show. So I am going to open up the chat room really quick. And if one of you guys would hop on in there and let me know how I am sounding, I would greatly appreciate that. Or send me a message on Facebook, please. And we will get everything worked out here and just lickety split. Okay, well, I'm not sounding any breakup at all, but everybody bear with us here. I'm going to check a couple of ways. But yes, if someone would hop into the chat room, please, and let me know how I am sounding over the Blog Talk airways, I would greatly appreciate it, though I'm also going to be doing the same here myself just to see where the connection error is, and I'll be able to tell here in just a couple of seconds. So we're glad that you were here, and looks like Bryn is breaking into the chat room here, and he'll be able to tell me how his connection is. Okay, Bryn says I hear you. Is it loud and clear, Bryn? Any breakups at all? Okay, Bryn says it's loud and clear. Okay, so my connection is good. I don't need to do anything then. I always got to check that. So let's go back to Joan Francis here. Joan Francis, are you there?
Hi there. Yep.
Any better?
I can hear you speak just now, but when you were on a few minutes ago, it was only every third word. And I don't understand, because I was on Blog Talk Radio last night in a different show, and it was perfectly okay. There was no mishap at all on it. But we seem to be getting this every week.
How did you connect? How did you connect yesterday?
I connected on Skype.
On Skype. Well, this is a different connection. This ain't Skype, though. This is, you might want to connect to the show through Skype then, if this link ain't working for you.
Yeah. I think you used to connect me up that way, which was much, much better. You sent me an invite thing.
Yeah, this invite. This is what you're on right now. This is the invite you're on. But Skype,
anyway,
you have to actually call into the show. But
well,
if you can hear
me
now.
Just now, so that's good. So keep us open on this link, and we should be okay.
Okay. All right. We'll keep it there.
We'll start all over again.
Okay. All right. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, I was really wanting to speak about the power of dimensional nucleus activation. So this is a topic of, in a sense, great relevance to the world at the moment for us connecting in with our energy, our awesomeness. And as we all know, that the power of dimensional energy is very important to the power of the soul. And as we look at, you know, our journey as a soul and also as a human being, the connection, you know, the power of the soul coming down into this lower level of vibration that we live in, this subdimensional world. And then as we connect into this world, we have the inheritance of our natural DNA through our parenting, which gives us our two strands of physical DNA. But we also have the power of the 10 energetic strands of our soul's connection to all the other dimensions and vibration of our soul's journey. So these extra 10 strands, they're not really extra, I shouldn't say extra, but these 10 strands of energetic dimensional energy, once we are reconnected in a sense, they are awakened again, they give us this power of, really it takes us into our awesomeness, as I call it, because it brings forward the power of the soul's journey through our intuitional energy, through the power of our natural gifts, through the power of seeing our energy in a much more clearer and predominant way into the different dimensions of living. So in other words, it awakens us. It awakens our natural DNA into our natural vibration of psychic abilities, you know, and it also connects us into much more clarity within our mind. So we become much more quieter, stiller within our thoughts. And then into the feelings, it allows us to awaken into a much more simpler yet powerful way of living through the power of forgiveness. So we get into a lot more of a higher super soul energy and understanding. And then, of course, the connection that takes us, and it connects us up into the soul's journey. So in other words, it opens us to an understanding of why we're actually journeying within this particular third dimensional living, you know, of energy. So in other words, our purpose of life. Once we actually realize the purpose of life, the connection and the reactivation of our 10 energetic strands, we are then able to have that clarity, have that power of compassion and forgiveness. But at the same token, it increases our purpose as in determination to complete the soul's journey all at the one time. Now, people that have actually had this activation done have said in their own words that it has cleared them of, some people called it the foggy brain, where they couldn't actually think before, they couldn't really make decisions before. And it allows people to settle into that energy of, I should say, their pathway, and give us that energy of light as we go through this earthly journey. So as we open up to the dimensional nucleus of our energy, we can then embark, you know, onto a much more fulfilling human journey, at the same time fulfilling the soul's purpose for actually being here, and increasing the vibration of self, increasing the vibration of the planet, and increasing the vibration then for all of mankind, animals and plants and viruses at the same token. So as we move into the power of the potential that we actually have, once we have re-established the vibration of the 10 energetic strands of DNA, coupled with the physical two-dimensional energy, two strands of DNA physically, then we go back to that. You know, there's so much of the ancient information of where we were, 12 strands, and we have just, in a sense, allowed the human to evolve with the two strands, and these energetic strands are lying latent within our energy. It is just a wonderful gift that is being given back to us. We have been reawakened to it. And as we move through this year, as we move into this year, it is the power of realization. So if we want to move into that power of self-love, self-purpose, self-exploration, then we need to step up and increase our vibration. And the dimensional nucleus activation is one of those ways that we can increase the vibration of self, and then that increase of vibration within self radiates out into the world in aid of everybody else at the same time. So that's my little talk on dimensional nucleus activation. And if anybody's got any questions tonight, if they want to ask them, I would be more than happy to answer those questions.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. You're always really informative and very deeply thought, so I love it. Always something good.
Thank you. But yeah, it's really good to look at where we're at, you know, with our energy, and also where the energy of the world is concerned as well. It's so empowering when we get a gift given back to us, you know, from our higher space, and that energy can be shared with every single person. So there's not one person in the world that cannot have that awesomeness, you know, of our energy. The potential is just awaiting to be activated, you know, for anybody who is willing or wishing to move back into their collective 12 strands of DNA. Amazing. Yeah.
All right. Well, great. So it gives us time here to go into the callers then, and see what's on the listeners' minds here, what questions they have. The number to call in to speak to Joan Francis, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your line to come aboard. And just for the folks out there, talk to the Blog Talk people. Now, Skype does not work on Blog Talk. Hasn't been for months. It doesn't. The Blog Talk software doesn't support Skype at the moment. So the way you can use Skype is, if you have any credits, you can call into the phone number. The studio number is what I was told, but call in that way through Skype. Can you hear me now? Joan Francis, are you there?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. It's like we lost Joan Francis here. Wow. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Missed all of everything that you said. So I don't
okay. It wasn't important. Let's bring in the callers while we still have you.
Okay.
Let's bring in Bryn from New York. Welcome into the show, Bryn.
Hey, Michael. Happy New Year to you.
Happy
more.
New Year, Bryn.
Thanks. Hey, Joan. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Hi.
Hi there. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
I'm so sorry. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear
sorry,
me?
What was your name?
Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
I can hear you now. What's your name?
Bryn, B-R-Y-N. Bryn?
Bryn.
Bryn. Yes.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you? Well, we've still got a line here.
Okay. I'm going to be having surgery on my right foot. I just recently fractured a metatarsal in my right foot, and I'm off my feet for a while. And my question is, am I going to be off my feet for a long time because I feel that this year is an important year for me? Not that any year isn't, but I just don't want to miss out on the opportunities because I wouldn't be able to get around. Do you get any sense of my ability to take advantage of opportunities, even though I don't know how long I'll be out off my feet?
Okay. So, Bryn, let me just recap. If you can hear me very clearly, because I would say that most of what you said there.
Yeah.
So you're going to have surgery in your right foot, and your concern is that you're going to be off your feet for a long time, or how long you're wishing
right.
to understand how long you're going to be off your feet. And also there was something about missing opportunities. So
from being off my feet, will I miss opportunities?
That.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, let me move into that space with you. And if you can hear me clearly enough, it means then that I don't have to concern.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're not hearing me. So let me do this for you then. So, okay, I feel that although you're concerned about this, I feel that your concerns may be over-concerned.
Okay.
As plain as that. So, because I feel here, obviously I am not medically trained, so I can't comment on the surgery itself, but intuitively, I actually feel as if you're going to be surprised by how quickly you're going to adapt. Okay. One thing that I would suggest to you, and anybody who is going to have surgery, if you take a note of what I'm going to say here, is it's Arnica
C30. Arnica C30. Okay.
Yeah, Arnica 30C. It'll be registered as 30C. Okay. Now, there's different strengths of Arnica, but Arnica C30, although lots of people see Arnica is for to disperse bruising, okay, but what it also does is that it can actually aid the body in not retaining inflammation. So it really works well, and especially for people who are having surgery on like joints and muscles and tissue,
the
body. So I've used it myself where I've had major surgery, and amazing results. Very little bruising, very little swelling, and the surgeons were really, really amazed, at the outcome, that particular surgery. So again, and I actually had an operation in my mouth at one point, which was a major surgery, and I actually, believe it or not, taught a class the same evening, and no one knew I had major surgery on my face.
Wow, that's pretty good.
No bruising or anything like that. So, and it wasn't my face, it was actually inside, the gum line that I was actually having this operation. So,
right.
It was really, really very beneficial. And lots of people that have had knee, leg, hip operations have all used it. and they both say the same thing. What
okay.
you do have to do is you have to inform your surgeon, you know, that you wish to take it. They will look at it and then make a decision, you know, that if it's right for you
right.
that.
It's a homeopathic remedy. Yeah.
It's a homeopathic. You can get it out of you can get it on Amazon. You
yes,
know,
yes.
But it's a homeopathic remedy. And what you should do is take it for 2 weeks prior to the surgery and then 2 weeks after the surgery.
Okay? Oh, okay.
And you'll be amazed at how you will respond. So I feel intuitively I had to tell you, you know, about the Anika as well. So that is part of the healing process, you know, a natural healing process for you. So in concern with I actually have, for your opportunities, I feel here that there's still going to be good opportunities that will arrive at your door. Because of your aid and your recovery, then you're not going to be out of, you know, the game, let's say, for very long. And I actually feel as if it would be more weeks rather than months, you see?
Okay.
So, again, there's this opportunity for you to make new connections at this time as well as old connections. And so I also feel that, are you freelance?
Am I what?
Are you freelance or like self-employed? I feel like
I do energy work and foot reflexology. And I do artwork, you know, I do artwork and foot reflexology and energy healing.
Yeah, sorry, I missed some of that, Brian.
I do energy healing, foot reflexology and artwork.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Well, good, because that means that you're self-employed, you're self-contained. That's what I was getting there, that it wasn't as though you were beholden to somebody else. Do you see what I'm saying? And employed by them. So I feel at this time, and also what I would like you to do as well, is that although you're going to be maybe not out and about, you know, out and about in town, then what I want you to do is to make up connections to some of your artwork. And, oh, wow. Right. I'm getting this amazing connection here for you. Have you ever thought of doing your reflexology through absent connections?
I've never heard of that, but that sounds interesting.
Wow, I've just saw the whole thing.
I wonder I could experiment on somebody, right?
I would definitely do that. Basically, you know how to connect and do healing work.
Yeah.
So what you want to do here is make the connection through the healing work, as in like absent healing work, and then do the power of the reflexology with them, and
like
see
I
how
could,
that goes.
I could use a boot or a shoe for their foot or something like that. You know, maybe you know like.
I would, because of your artwork, okay, this is turning into something really special here for you, I think, Brain, okay? Because if you can actually draw their foot energetically, okay, as in intuitively, draw their foot, and I feel, you know how like people draw auras? I draw auras, okay? And we would put in like the blemishes of where and what level in the aura and things like that. If you could really draw this fruit, your client's fruit, okay, and then draw in where you feel the areas that you need to work on, intuitively send them the healing by then pressing on the fruit that you have just drawn.
I see. So they press on their feet while I send the healing. Yeah.
No, they're not pressing on their feet. No, you are.
Oh, I am.
Through their picture.
On the picture. Oh, I got it. Yeah, wow, interesting. Okay.
It's very interesting. We may have actually just seen a new therapy be born there.
You'll get 50% of what I make.
Yay! And you have it here on Blog Talk Radio. That's amazing. Honestly, if you need to know any further information, please contact me, because I just feel that that is so, so powerful for you, you know, at this time. And that's amazing. And I do feel it's very... I've never heard it before.
I haven't either.
Here we are. And I've just had this talk about, you know, the power of our DNA and, you know, activation energy, or 10 energetic strands. And this is what we're meaning with it. We are receiving so much channeling and information on how to allow the human to evolve very, very quickly.
And
become more congruent, you know, with their soul's purpose, you know, in this time. So here we are again, seeing an amazing opportunity for, you know, yourself as an artist, but yourself also as a reflexologist.
Right. Well,
so
thank you so
much. That to me that's just wonderful, and I feel that yes, we have got the power of and you could call it something like, I'm not saying that you have to call it this, but you could call it something like re-art. It's like give it its your own title, you know, to bring that forward and keep the power of the reflex in it, or reflex art, you know.
Reflex
artology. Oh, there you go.
Reflex artology.
Reflex artology.
I think I have a partner in crime here.
Oh, wow. And honestly, I had this amazing download for you there. It is absolutely awesome. So please, I know that there may be others waiting on the line here.
Thank you.
You know, do contact me, you know.
I will.
And, you know, we can have a further chat, because I think that's absolutely amazing.
Wow. Interesting. Thank you, Joan.
So don't worry about your feet, because you're going to draw your own feet and you're going to be applying your reflex artology onto your own feet, and which will aid your recovery, and take the Annika, and you know, you'll be up dancing again very quickly. Okay.
Thank you so much, Joan. Thank you
so much. That is amazing.
Woo-hoo. Take care. Thank you.
Take care now. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, Brent. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Wow. We saw a new therapy being born. Woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Joe Francis, before we go to the next call, how do folks reach you?
Oh, right. Okay. You can get me on, obviously, on through the page here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also get me on my webpage, which is www.joanfrancis.com. Francis is spelt with an E. And you can also get me via through my email system, which is info@joanfrancis.com. Or you can message me through Facebook, which is, again, very simple, Joan Francis. Joan Francis Borrow, that is. I have two pages on Facebook. I have a personal page, which you can friend me on there. Or you can go to my business page, which is Joan Francis Boyle. And please go to the top of the page and like it. And, you know, you can also get me through Messenger by connecting with me through Facebook, then Messenger. Or you can get me through Skype. Or you can call my cell phone or mobile, which is 07-8225-1798. Or my landline number, which is maybe easy for people if they have international free calls. You can get me on 016 And if you're dialing from another country into the UK, it will be +44 and then drop the zero and begin with the one. And I think that's all the way that you can get me.
Okay, very good. We have all the links here on the show page as well, listeners. So let's go to our next call in Nebraska, 402. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I was calling regarding my intuition. I'm currently writing a play, and my goal is to get it produced this summer, but I'm working on a pretty short deadline. So what I'm looking for your help with today is any impression you get that will help me fully engage my intuition and creativity so I meet my goal.
Okay, so I seem to be having some trouble, Diane, with the line here tonight. So I'm just going to recap so that I understand, because I got some of it and I didn't get the others. So
okay.
You're writing a screenplay and you're looking for to engage your intuition to finish this play?
Yes, to finish it. It's a stage play and I've got a rather short deadline. And my intuition, everything's flowing along pretty well. But you know how sometimes with your intuition, sometimes another person can say a word or a phrase, and your intuition takes it and runs with it, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And that's what I was looking for,
okay.
Just any impressions you get concerning this situation, finishing my play and getting it produced this summer.
Okay. So, okay, let me just work with that for a wee second or two.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm getting here is part. I'm going to go to two things with you. Okay, one about yourself and one about the play. Okay.
Okay.
So the part about the play at the moment, I believe it's a play. I'm going to be talking about first. It may be you, but let's see if it's a play. But I feel as if there's something to do with the play, something to do with the power of sacrifice. Now, if that's not your play, I'm really speaking about you first. So am I on your play or am I on you?
Now, you said an issue of sacrifice?
Yes.
There is an issue of that with my protagonist in my play.
Oh, I've lost you again.
It's in the play. The character will be dealing with some self-sacrifice in the play.
Okay. In the play. Okay, I thought I was dealing with the play first, but I thought I better ask you just to be on the safe side. Okay, so if we're going into the power of the play, I feel as though there's something about that, and there's something about the kind of a cascading, you know, or the build-up, you know, the dramatic build-up to the power of the sacrifice. So if you can just look at that area of the play again.
Okay.
And there's something to do with I'm going to use the phrase the character, and it's as though there's something to do with the character of that's dealing with the sacrifice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be another little spin-off. Okay. So they need to be another spin-off from or another. You know how, like, I'm not that genned up in how to write plays, so I'm going with my intuition here. So it's as though what I'm seeing is that you have this big sacrifice, okay, part, and then there's got to be, like, another way that finishes or ends. You see what I'm saying? So as though there's another, it's like people don't see it coming. Does that make
sense?
Okay,
more to you? Kind of a surprise ending with it?
Yes. You know, that you would think it's going to go one way, but there's a complete different way.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one thing that I'm getting with it. And I feel then, I don't know where you're doing or what this play's for or who this is for, okay? But I actually feel that your play then will actually reach a bigger audience, and possibly be taken to another level.
Okay.
So, or you will, because of that play. Do you see what I'm saying? So either you will be maybe picked up to write something else or another screenplay or something else, but for a kind of a bigger audience or a different organisation of, what's the word, agent, you know, so you'll be seen by a different thing. Because I feel as if you would then go on to bigger things, okay?
Okay.
That's the way I'm seeing there. Now, for yourself, okay, what I would like you to do, okay, is that what I'm being shown for you is the power of breath, okay? So what I would like you to do, if it's possible, for you to do a 20-minute brisk walk, okay, in the morning. You write mainly in the morning, is that correct?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah, because I'm getting you as a morning writer, okay? So for this, I would love you to go and do a 20-minute brisk walk, really brisk. Get your energy moving. Get the vascular system going in whichever way is possible for you.
Okay.
And then to immediately sit down, have a glass of water, drink the water, then sit for 5 minutes of stillness.
Okay.
And then begin with a sentence of your play, whichever part you're going to be working on. Okay. So in other words, you know, if it's a particular part of whatever scene you're working on, okay, then start with the first line of that scene.
Okay.
And then just be quiet and let the scene wash over you. See it in your mind's eye. Let it come to life within you. And have a recorder on next to you.
Okay.
And then as you see it unfold, just speak out the words out and allow yourself to be recorded. And then once you've finished with that scene and you feel that the vision is now gone, then, and don't make anything happen in that scene. Just let it unfold, okay, in front of you.
Okay.
And then play it back and then begin to write. Now, you may use all of it, or you may just take certain scenes from it or certain words from it. But as you begin to write, then what will happen is, again, that higher intuition, your intuitive energy will start to, the juices will start to flow again. And
okay.
Then just write until you've exhausted that scene. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds great. That's help.
I feel the twist of the end, or the twist within that particular part of your screenplay, is there's, I can see it having this amazing twist where everybody's like, oh, I never thought that was going to happen. I love it. I love the excitement that I'm getting. And my solar plexus is just, woo, it's oozing with excitement. I love that. I love the feeling of that. But again, you know, how do you normally sit to do your writing, Donna?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Diane, I should say.
How what?
Oh, sorry, I've missed you again.
I did not hear your question.
I was saying that how do you know to do your writing? Do you just sit down and think, or do you do some preparation first?
Sometimes I do walk around my home a little bit, and other times I'll just set out my notes and my paper, and if I get an idea, I just kind of let my intuition run with it. But but it hadn't been going very far, and I've got a relatively short deadline, which isn't that big a deal. My intuition usually works pretty well on short deadlines, but when I saw you were on the show today, something just said, call because she can help you.
Ah, okay. So I got most of that, I have to say, so please forgive me because I've got a very interruptive line here. So what I would say then is that maybe this is why you need to have the different approach. so that you can take it. So when you do your brisk walk or whatever vascular, you know, energy system that you're going to use there,
mm-hmm.
when you're doing that walk, don't be thinking, what will I write about today, or what will I hope this works, or whatever. Just walk. Just
okay.
use the power of the walk to free your mind of all the clutter, okay? And
okay.
just breathe. Keep breathing. Obviously, you're going to keep breathing, but, you know, like, breathe powerfully through your body and just ask for clarity. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for clarity. And then as you sit down for that 5 minutes, when you're drinking your water, now you're saying, now I wish to be still. And then you sit for that 5 minutes. And as soon as that when you drink your water, you're asking for the stillness and the clarity. And then just read that first line. And as you read that first line, just sit there. Okay, and just let it wash over you. And really, I think that little exercise is going to be a little powerhouse for you.
Okay.
You are going to be the powerhouse.
Well, it feels right. It really resonates with me, what the process you suggested. So I'm going to do all of that.
Yes, definitely. And then let me know how you get on, and let me know where your screenplay is going to be and what it's about and everything else. But hold the secrets until you have it all finished.
Okay, yeah, I will. And I wanted to say you were spot on when you said something about spin-off, because this spin-off,
yeah.
this play is a spin-off of a play I wrote before.
Sorry, can you repeat that part?
When you said spin-off, you were spot on, because the play I'm writing is a spin-off of a play that I had produced last year.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. So you're going to have to come up with another twist of an ending so that you can have another one next year.
That is my plan. I wanted to have another spin-off for each one of the characters in the first play. So, yeah, you're picking up on it exactly.
Oh, fantastic. I wish I didn't have this interruption here so that I could hear every single word that you're saying. So I'm going to have to listen to the replay of this myself. but fantastic. But, you know, Diane, keep in touch with me as well. Let me know, you know, how it goes. And if I can be of any other assistance to you, you know, then just let me know. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. And thank you, Michael,
you
for
so
my
much.
Call.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you both. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Blessings. Thank you. Okay.
Fantastic.
Let's see here.
Oh.
Yes. gets you all tickled just all the way up and down. We can take one more call here. We got about 8 minutes. 949.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, it's Exodus, and I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Did you say Exodus?
Yes.
Oh, that's an unusual name. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And what can I do for you, Exodus?
I was just going to ask you if you could use your mediumship skills and somehow try to contact my mother. There's a lot going on with my children, and I'd like to see if she had any advice or what she thinks about what's going on.
Okay. So I'm having trouble tonight hearing everybody, so I'm going to repeat back so that I know I've picked up what you're saying. So I believe that you're trying to get in contact with your mum. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're really just looking for her opinion on what's going on,
yeah?
Okay, just give me a wee moment. I know we've only got 8 minutes because Michael's already gave me the countdown time. So I'll see what I can do in that space. And so just give me a wee moment. Okay. Okay, so I'm picking up the vibration of a lady just now, and as I pick the vibration up, I feel as if I'm going to my eyesight, and I'm also going to my knee. So this lady may have been known for, I'm going to say, some trouble with her knees and in particular her eyesight. So whether that connects to your mum or not is another story, because she's not giving me her name or, you know, her position in the family just now. So would you say that this is in relationship closely to your mother or not?
Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Did your mum have these particular conditions going on with her?
Yes, she did.
Okay. So if that's the case, then I'll just move quickly because I know that you want to get some information. And I'll just see if I can catch some information from her. Okay. Okay, so she's given me an indication here about a situation of where there is some legal, there may be legal issues along with this. And I feel as if it's actually partly to do with either money or property within that space. Does that make sense to you?
It could be.
Just say no if it's no. Don't take anything that you don't understand, Exeter.
Well, specifically, no.
Okay. She's given me something to do with, like, I'm going to say again, like structure, okay? And if it's something to do with the home, it may be to do with the whole family, okay? And if it's to do with the whole family, because I'm trying to make sense of why she's shown me a home, okay? So if mm-hmm. it's to do with a home or family, then there's something to do with the... It's either where the sharing of money or the oh goodness, what's this that she's shown me? It's more like a kind of a dividend, or you know where you know you would have to split up, like an inheritance or some windfall of something like that, or where money has to be shared equally in proportion. Is
yeah.
there anything to do with the power of money been shared with what's going on with you?
Well, there could be something that I'm not aware of.
Okay. I don't know what she's giving me here then. I'm really sorry about this. So
okay.
What I'm seeing here is to do with property, okay, or a home. And if that's the case, it's to do with the people within the home. And there's something to do with the sharing of financial energy. So that's to do with the sharing of money. This lady, I don't feel a strong link with her. So I'm sorry about that. And I know that we may run out of time here. So let me see if I can link in another way for you as well. Okay. At the same,
okay.
same token, I guess. Okay. Okay. So as I'm linking in from a psychic base here, I'm looking at the potential of a new start, a new business, a new venture moving into that space. I feel as if some of the work has already been done, just initial, whether it's just initial thoughts or there've been initial actions being taken into play. So as that starts to happen, I feel as if I'm going to go for at least another 2 months with whatever this particular project is going to be here. And as you go into the 2 months, then basically on to I would probably say the middle of March is going to be a solution point, okay? Now, hear how I'm saying that, a solution point, okay? And as that starts to happen, I feel at that point then I am able to, in a sense, see the road ahead and see myself moving forward much faster, very clear in the direction that I'm going in, okay? So again, I'm going to ask if, does that make any sense in connection to where you're actually at this moment?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So please take the evidence of what's been said here by the lady. I'm unsure if it's even your mother because she's not giving me, she didn't give me that answer. And it's a very, very weak link that I was working with there. So I'm sorry about that. But where this project is for you moving forward, I actually do feel that there may be another two people that would be involved with this. So if there's two people that's in connection with the same thing that we're talking about here, about you moving forward with this new plan here, a new action that you're taking, then the two people that come on board, I feel you has to have of an equal, okay? They have to have like an equal work capacity or an equal share in the, let's just call it the spoils of work, okay? So that way then the workload is equalized out and the financial reward will be equal also. And that kind of brings me back to what this lady was trying to say about equal shares. So it's still coming forward in that way. Does that make any sense, Equity?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm sorry I can't make it any plainer for you. I just feel that there's kind of a more to this situation for yourself, okay? So as you move forward, try and do an energy clearing every day on your energetic system so that your vibration tries to remain as high as possible, and maybe even do some chakra energizing work to increase the capacity of energy that you actually have within you, which then will reflect out. I'm so sorry about that. Reflect out into the world. Okay, I'm sneezing here at the same time. I don't even know where that came from. So just build the vibration of your chakras, you know, at this time, so that you've got more energy in there. And I'm sorry for not making the connection to your mum tonight, but hopefully you've got something to take you forward with. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Equitas. Thanks for calling in.
Bye bye.
Bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call. And Joan Francis, thanks for the show.
Thank you, Michael.
Enjoyed it. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Night.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, everybody. Bye from Scotland.
Bye. Bye from Bye. Oklahoma, America. Bye-bye. All righty. That is Joan Francis from Scotland. And we're going to be going to our next show here with a brand new guest. Paul from London is going to be joining us. Does a lot of spiritual life coach. He's also does psychic readings. So we're going to find out all about Paul. So everybody, click on to the next show. Call back in as this show now will be ending. Thank you.